Hi, Freddy Sintal. It's so great that we are here together, and I'm so curious about hearing from you what you have to say around sexual harassment. You have been working for the last decades with men, of course, also with couples and women together with me. However, you know, in that process, what have you learned both about men and this whole thing that has arisen around sexual harassment? And so I'm curious to hear.
Yeah, thanks, Elspeth, for doing this with us today, especially on the eve of my men's workshop tomorrow, this weekend. Yeah, this is a critical time in our historical, growth for men and for women, particularly as it relates to our sexual selves and relationship. For men to begin to become more conscious of how we have been socialized and also our energetic and emotional selves, and how all of this sexual piece of our beingness affects how we relate in our life with each other and ourselves. So this is an exciting time, I think, Elspeth. Yeah. There's been a lot of in the news around sexual harassment, and I think that's just part of, you know, the critical mass of change that is afoot. For men, forever we've been, you know, lauded it for our sexual prowess. We're raised to be providers and to be performers, and that is an unconscious set program. Yet we are so much more and can be so much more, and moments call for so much more, and opportunities are so much broader than that. So for us as men to begin to wake up to being broader in our expression of emotion, in our sensitive internal listening, and learn to really draw on what I call the systemic intelligence of our sexual energetic self.
We want to hear more about that in a moment. Would you share from your own experience, from your own life, what you personally learned regarding sexual harassment or, you know, appropriateness around relating in the sexual realm?
Yeah, good question. You know, a lot of what I see in the news is me too. I was in my early life, I was an athlete in high school, and that's a very, you know, male testosterone driven environment. My home life was an open kind of sexual experience. My parents were very free about sexual energy and talking and things going on. So for me, it was pretty unencumbered. At a fairly early age, about 13, I was introduced to sexual meditation, which really allowed me to experience another form of my sexual energy in terms of a deeper listening. Yet there was a lot of the unconscious automaticity that was there in my own lusting self, selfish love self. So as I continued to expand in my experience of sexual consciousness, in teaching this work for the last 17 years, in my own personal growth, I experienced really breakdowns with my sexual energy in terms of how it relates to others, and being more conscious in how I presented that energy. Even in a hug, an intimate hug, it's like, in my mind, what's not to like? You know, in my life early experience, what's not to like? And yet, there is so much for many who may have an issue and not like that. They may want to be able to get to that free love space, but we aren't there yet. And so for me to become more conscious of how I was being with my sexual energy required me to go to a level of seeing something about myself that I hadn't seen. When I was very young, like a little person, like 2 years old, there was a time when I was not really around my mom. And so there was a part of me that missed and wanted a mother and missed that connection to the heart. And that was really a core piece that was missing for me in terms of how I was projecting my sexual energy and leaking my sexual energy. Oh yeah, I felt alive and aroused and connected, yet that energy is my energy. And learning to circulate that internally and draw on that internally without having to push it or do anything to anyone else in the outer world really required me to have these aha moments, breakdown moments, and you're seeing them all over the place. And
yeah.
Hopefully people in the news that you see some of these CEOs will do their work.
So can we just go back to what you shared about being a young child and when you were missing your mother's love? Were there something about that then when you grew older into teenage years and into adulthood, that there was this confusion, not, of course, being aware of it, but the confusion to that the sexual actually expression could make up for that yearning for love? Was there any correlation?
Well, absolutely, because at the core, when in that sexual energy with another, there is that connection. There is that complete intimate oneness. There is that abandon of any missing in terms of the human connection. And that's very seductive. And that's part of the brilliant intelligence of that energy. I mean, it's like if the world were that kind of a loving world, we would not be warring and so on. So there is some intelligence there, yet there's a lot of unconsciousness that is on top of that. So that was, for me, what I got to see, is how I could be more conscious with circulating and really transmuting that sexual energy to empower however I want to be in my outer life. I can take that sexual aroused aliveness and do it and present better in a talk or at a seminar or in a show or in singing or in writing or whatever it might be.
Okay, so are you saying out of connecting with that love that you were looking for, that you know no longer needed to then look for that love outside through your sexual behavior?
Yeah, I'm saying that's part of what I saw after I had breakdowns.
Yes.
Okay. In my own life.
Wow, this is pretty powerful.
Well, seeing that I really am responsible for my own actions and getting that there was overlayered this sort of yearning for connection. I was, after, you know, breakdown after breakdown, able to get, in doing my own work and doing some of the practices that we teach, I was able to get to a place that I could choose not to do it. I could choose not to express what energy I was feeling with another. I could just give them a look. I could just have a pleasant look, energy or a face. I don't have to give a hug, or I don't have to do anything. And so that is the choice that opened up for me in really starting to look and be with my, what I saw on myself.
Oh, beautiful. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
Now you already alluded to the practices that we teach. So in your work with men, could you share with us the particular tantric practices that you teach that cultivate what you call sex consciousness? What are these practices, and how do they affect a man's awareness?
Sure. So the three keys of conscious breath, the witness state of mind, and energetic awareness. Those three keys are the tools that allow us to work more consciously with our sexual self. We break that down. When we're in our sexual energy, we're more open, loving, vulnerable, receptive, and typically there is an automatic way of being for us guys, as we talked about earlier, all the socialized learning and all of the, you know, being raised to be a provider and a performer and the conquest and all that stuff is all part of what comes up when that energy is activated. So being aware of our breath puts us in a chemical state of ease, more endorphins, serotonin, oxytocin, feel-good hormones. So now we're in a better state to deal with a lot of what comes up in that sexual energetic, you know. Also the witness state of mind, watching the stories and the conversations and stories that we create to oftentimes rationalize our behavior. And then also energetic awareness in terms of what is our sexual arousal, what levels are we at. All of those things put together allow one to be more conscious in the state of sexual energetic, right? So in being more present, we can have choice in how we share, express that energy, how we can draw and transmute that energy to apply to be more alive and creative in other areas of our life. Because if we think of that sexual energy as creative and pleasurable when we're in it, we can learn to allow that to manifest in other areas that seem non-sexual, just by bringing consciousness to that energetic awareness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a whole other conversation.
That's a whole other conversation. Yeah.
So, and there's one thing I'm further curious about, which is like, how did that awareness of these three key practices that you mentioned of the breath, the conscious breath, witness state of mind, and energy awareness, what, you know, how was that for you in your further transformation vis-a-vis your own sexual self, just as you said earlier, but was what, you know,
yeah, it's a process ongoing. You know, it's like it's never done. So in doing these practices, one starts to observe and see things that we do and not be completely subjected to it or rationalized, which was my case. So that, I think, is what happens, is these pieces of conscious awareness bring conscious awareness in this state of bliss, this state of automaticity, this state of lust, this state of energetic. Mm-hmm. And we can start to manipulate it and use it in new ways.
Yeah. And was that, you know, that being in your witness, was that also a decisive moment when you decided to choose to be differently with your sexual energy? Did that play a role?
Well, absolutely. I mean, in the breakdowns that I've had around my own expression of my sexual self, those are the moments, those are the teachable moments. And for many people, as you see in the news, these are teachable moments. So to have a tool that allows one to step back from all of the everything that's happening and witness just to why, and then we have choice. And so the breath, the awareness of what my stories and my energetic awareness, and then what opened up was choice. I could then choose to transmute that energy. I can choose to use my sexual energetic arousal in new ways.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. So in closing of our time here together, is there anything else you would like to leave the audience with, like a nugget of wisdom?
Mm. Just if you were listening to this and there was something that touched your heart or that sounded like it was familiar or that you'd like to know more about, do. Keep learning, keep growing, keep expanding your own experience of how you want to live your life.
Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us today, and until very soon.